Ron, earlier in today's message, you mentioned a comment someone had about the church not knowing exactly what to do in light of all the chaos and confusion that we're seeing here in 2020. Your answer was really the only one that makes sense. We're supposed to go and make disciples. So let's talk a little further about that as we wrap things up today on Something Good Radio.
You know, Brian, I understood what the questioner was trying to say, because so much is happening right before our eyes that we haven't seen or experienced before in this country, and it can get quite frustrating for many of us. But the truth is, the thing we should be doing in light of all this chaos and confusion is the same thing we should have been doing all along. I'm talking about sharing our faith, making disciples of Jesus Christ who go and make disciples, introducing people to Jesus and helping them grow in that relationship, in that faith. The strange times we're living in might change the way we present the gospel. For example, we may incorporate a little more Bible prophecy into the conversation, given people's heightened curiosity about what Jesus said concerning the end of the age. But our ultimate calling as believers has not changed. Consider this, Brian. In Matthew chapter 24, Jesus talked about some of the signs of the end of the age. People falsely claiming that they are the Christ. Wars and rumors of wars. Nation rising against nation. Famine, pestilence, earthquakes in various places. He goes on to mention a few other things to look for, and then he closes with this. Listen carefully. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. You see, Brian, God has always been about saving people, about saving as many as will believe on Jesus as their Savior. And even at the end, with all the rebellion and all the depravity, God has ordained that the gospel will be preached to all nations. The Great Commission has always been our greatest calling. And the events of the final days of the last days will be no different. Now more than ever, I believe it is critical that we stay on mission, that we take the gospel of Jesus to all nations, and in a way, usher in the glorious coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and take as many people with us to heaven as we possibly can.